This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Let's go back to the phones and text 248-539-9797. Aaron is next up here at 97 on the ticket. Hey, Aaron.
Hey there. What's happening?
Hey.
What's up, dude?
So, yes, this whole thing about the one play.
Yeah.
So, in all those Michigan examples, which were mentioned by your other callers, the basketball ripoff title game against Louisville, not Harbaugh's first year, like you had thought.
It was the second year.
In 2016, the JT was short, garbage. And then what was the other one that Michigan?
I don't know. What did you want to say?
Well, so, but the other ones I want to talk about are also the 2015 so-called trouble with the snap game and the 2021 Kenneth Walker game, where people reduce that one to the one play with Hutchinson strip sack getting overturned, right? And the thing is that this is where the court thing came in that you cryptically mentioned before the break there, which is because I told your screener that I could go to court and prove this. I wasn't saying I want to take it to court, although I do.
But right. What was the trouble with the snap? Why are you bringing up trouble with the snap?
Well, hang on. I'm going to talk about all those. Just let me finish the point.
Got to get to it, my man. Let's go, Aaron.
Okay. But I'm just saying that if I was allowed to present evidence in a court-like setting, I could prove all four of those games beyond a shadow of a doubt did not at all come down to one play. And that in each of those,
no game does. Hang on. I don't like the premise already. No game comes down to one play, right? Because there are a million plays.
You're misunderstanding me. Can I please say it?
Get to it.
Hello?
Yeah, yes. Go for it, Aaron. Aaron, it sounds like you're not a big Michigan fan.
Oh, my God. Please let me speak. This is so important.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's not about that it didn't just come down to one play in the abstract. What I'm saying is there was at least 15 of the most egregiously bad and one-sided calls in each of those games, so that what we're really talking about, if you analyze the film, get together a panel of experts and the ESPN people who do the prediction, percentage of chance of winning at any point in the game, and figure out how to put all that together and take all of these points taken away from Michigan. Drives ended for Michigan, drives extended for the opponents in all of those games, so that I swear to God, each one of those games, including 2016, never would have got to one overtime, let alone two, because
better get out, Aaron.
It would have been a 21.
You know what?
You didn't even let him get the eating up.
I'm just tired.
What was his point?
I can't believe you let it go that long.
I know. I'm really surprised I did too.
I didn't even think I needed Jaws music. I thought you were just going to be like, done.
His point was that it wasn't just that bad call. There were many calls that could have gone the other way that didn't throughout the game.
It just took him forever to say it. Just come out and say it, man.
You don't have to drag the thing out.
The best part about the call when he's like, you have to listen. This is important.
Oh, here's something new now. What is that? Oh, there were other calls you thought got screwed on in that same game.
By the way,
you are completely wrong in thinking that he is not a Michigan fan.
That
is the worst of the Michigan fans.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Like, I thought he was saying, listen.
Are you kidding me?
I thought he was trying to disprove. I thought he was annoyed by Michigan fans that think they're always getting screwed.
No, but he's one of them. Look, this is quintessential Michigan fan. finding every game that they lose. And then you go ahead and you go back and dissect that game, and you come up with the 15 calls per game that didn't go your way because Michigan never loses.
You realize
they
that.
They only run out of time or get screwed, or you're playing on a crown field.
Watson Stadium. You do realize.
Every field's crowned.
But this call we just had, that was that guy's life's work. It was. He has the photos up on the wall. Yeah. He's got the little diagrams from each one. Yeah. And he finally had a chance to present it to the world, and you hung up on him.
Calling clock, man. Ran out of time.
We ran out of time. It's a guy who has JFK constantly playing in a loop on his TV in the den.
I love your audience because people in the ticket text are just begging for the shark. Where the hell's the shark?
I thought Gator didn't even need the shark. Honestly.
I was getting ready to go without the shark. And then I thought, well, people are going to get upset because it's just me being a Sparty cutting off the Michigan guy. No, I'll let you go ahead and have your say, but you got to get to it. Get to it, my man.
Somebody wants us to get him a fat blunt. So. Maybe that would help.
No, make him slower? Like, no way, man.
Make him think about it even more. No, I missed this part. Uh-uh.
All right. Anyways, I'm surprised. This is the last word on this.
Yeah.
Just because we got a text on it. I'm surprised because you two are baseball guys. The game 163. I mean.
And Brandon Inge got hit.
Yeah.
The ball brushed his jersey, and that should have been again, back before there was replay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what hurts. Those games hurt because replay wasn't available to him. The ones that hurt more are when replay is available to you and they still screw it up.
So I got a serious question for you.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the ticket tag.
Rolling in laughter. How serious is it?
Somebody wants to know whose manifesto is more detailed and bigger, that caller or Connor Stallions?
He's like Charlie Day with all the strings and the map, right? He's pointing. He's like,
exactly.
All right.
I wonder if that guy's bought a vacuum cleaner from the Connor Stallions vacuum business. Wow. That was fantastic.
They're out there.
That was amazing.
For all fan bases, by the way. Yeah. That's just, this one came up today.
Well, the funny thing is, I was walking to go get some water right before we came back from break. And Gator's like, listen, Michigan fans. And then that Michigan fan called.
I said to Kane before the show, I said, there's something about Michigan fans, and I don't mean this in a bad way, because this is really it's unbelievable. The attention to detail that Michigan fans have for Michigan games is amazing to me. The recall of games, they can go back 40 years and come up with single plays that happened in what is seemingly a meaningless game. Remember that Michigan game against Illinois in 1982? It was unbelievable, and then Tony Eason had this patch. What? How do you remember that? It's... whatever. And it always goes in great detail. It happens at. And you had walked away, and I said to Kang, I said, Rieger's going to, because you had brought something up that with the Michigan thing before the show. And I said, Rieger's one of those guys. Explain it to Kang. And then we get to this topic, and I said to Kang during the break, it's one of these dead topics here, because you brought up the game against Louisville and remembering the player involved. The two players involved. You bring up Spike Albrecht. You're bringing up all this stuff.
There's 3 minutes and 46 seconds left to go in the game, I believe.
All these details without having to Google it. It just exemplifies my point. That's all.
Listen,
it's incredible.
Everybody gets screwed. Every fan base gets screwed. But it does feel like it happens more to us. Not Michigan. I'm just talking about Detroit
sports fans.
Yes.
Well, yeah, because we're here. We're not paying attention to what happens in Boston.
Valid point.
Speaking about paying attention to what happens elsewhere, the Detroit Lions in practice, they had an evening practice yesterday, and they suffered some injuries in the practice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune
I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Two defensive backs, the rookies Rakestraw and Terrion Arnold. Ennis Rakestraw had an ankle injury, and Terrion Arnold has an upper body injury. Also, running back Jahmyr Gibbs suffered a hamstring injury. What we don't know is the extent of that injury, the severity of the injuries. We don't know. What we do know is that they got hurt. Now, I would imagine if it was something really serious, we would have heard about that, and we have not. Dan Campbell is not, I don't think he's scheduled to meet with the media this week, but he is scheduled to be on the morning show tomorrow at 8 o'clock, I believe, 8 o'clock or 8:30.
Yeah, they're going to break news tomorrow. We're going to figure it out.
So make sure you tune in tomorrow to the morning show to hear Dan Campbell exclusively on 97.1 The Ticket, as I'm sure they're going to ask him for an update on the players, and he'll have more of an update. Also, probably an update on Hendon Hooker and where he stands, if he's going to even have a chance to play this week. Though they signed Jake Fromm, the quarterback, former Georgia quarterback who had played with the Giants and the Commanders. I'm guessing that Hendon Hooker is probably going to be out this week, and that Fromm will be here all week and have to play a little bit in the game on Saturday. But this is going to be a Nate Sudfeld game. And we talked about the confidence level that you as a Lions fan have in this team, and if it's changed at all over the last couple weeks. Since training camp started, we've seen, you've watched clips on YouTube or clips on Twitter. You've seen highlights on the news. You've heard people talk about it on our radio programs. You've read about it in the newspapers. You're getting a sense of what's happened in training camp. And you also got to see preseason games, not only with the Lions, but the rest of the league. And wondering if at all your confidence has changed in their ability to win the NFC North division and get right back to the playoffs and hopefully win playoff games and get back to where they were last year, which is the NFC Championship game. Has it changed at all? I mean, we got to see J.J. McCarthy working with the Vikings, and he looked pretty good. We got to see Caleb Williams working with the Bears for a few series, and he looks really good. And then you look at the rosters combined, and those are two teams that have explosive offensive weapons, but young quarterbacks. And then, of course, there's Green Bay, and we know that Jordan Love was the best quarterback in football in the second half of last year. So has your confidence shaken at all over the last 2 weeks? And now you add to it, now they've got these injuries that they're having to deal with. Again, we don't know the severity of it. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same number to text us as well. Where is your confidence level with this Lions team? Has it changed at all over the last 2 weeks? We'll discuss it with you here on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.